Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. And those of you who have been listening already, well, you know we consider that to be a sign of high intelligence. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. That's what you got to look forward to. I'm excited about having Pat Buchanan on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Patrick J. Buchanan, as it says on the book, is the author of the new book, State of Emergency, which is a very interesting book. Well, you're just going to want to read it, and you're going to want to hear what Pat has to say about it. But you know him in a number of other roles. In addition to being an author, he was advisor to three different presidents. He's a presidential candidate three different times. You can't watch television, especially the news shows, if you don't without seeing Pat there, and he's always a very energetic and a very honest discusser of the issues at hand, and that's one of the things I like about him, even though I don't always agree with him. Pat, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and I want to say, Pat, that I don't always agree with you when the things that you say, although we agree on many things. But I've always appreciated the way you've been intellectually honest, and you've been more intellectually honest than a lot of the people that you've been debating.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. You try to back up what you say and what you believe, and it's not done for political motive because I don't have any office in mind right now.
Right now, is there an announcement coming forth?
None imminent. Right.
State of emergency. Do you think that's where we are right now?
Well, I do believe that given the trends and given the numbers now, we have 36 million immigrants in America, 90% from countries that have never before been assimilated, whose people have never before been assimilated into any first world country, and 12 million illegal. That's more than all the Jewish and Irish and English folks who ever came to America. And we got more illegal immigrants than that. We caught 150,000 a month on the first 5 months of this year on the border. I think we're undergoing a clear invasion of the entire West, from across the Mediterranean into Europe, from China into Siberia and Eastern Russia, and across the Rio Grande into the United States. And I think it's the beginning of the end of Western civilization.
Pat, when you talk about 36 million immigrants, some people would say we're a nation of 290 million immigrants.
Well, I don't think so. Were you an immigrant?
No,
I'm not an immigrant.
No, but you know what I'm saying. That's the argument they make.
88% of Americans are not immigrants, and frankly, a higher percentage of Americans, only 36 million people here are considered immigrants and the children of immigrants. So you've got 88% of the population is not. America has never had more than 12 or 13% of the population immigrant, and the country for the first 200 years, I mean, when we were under the British Empire and up until around 1840, from 1606 to 1840, the vast majority of Americans were native-born, and very, very few immigrants came. And in that decade, of course, we had 2 million, mostly Irish, and that was huge. And now we have, frankly, we got three times as many illegal aliens as all the Irish who ever came.
But when the Irish came, Pat, wasn't there a similar kind of uproar in those days? I mean, the Irish were kind of considered to be part of the problem in those days, too, weren't they?
Well, the Irish were clearly a terrible social problem. And it was there was illegitimacy, there was crime, there was drunkenness, there was violence, there was assaults on women, a lot of things, exactly. And there was a tremendous backlash against it. But that immigration stopped, and after a number of decades, we assimilated the Irish, and they Americanized. But there's a number of differences. One, the size of the cohort now is enormous. Secondly, the Irish did not claim the United States as a part of Ireland, the way 58% of Mexicans claim the American Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
Third, we had a melting pot. Our melting pot is now cracked, and people no longer believe in it. Fourth, the Irish had spent hundreds of years under the English, so they were familiar with the system. We got folks coming now from all over the world who have no familiarity with the West. And so we have a hellish problem on our hands. And unlike other immigrant periods, we don't have any time out on immigration to assimilate folks. The numbers are huge. And the and frankly, they're coming from places that have never before been assimilated. I think we're risking the balkanization and breakup of our country as we watch countries break up all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do believe that, that if you want to see get an idea about how what could be happening in the United States, all you have to do is look at Europe and see what's happening over there. No question about that. Pat, we got to take a quick break. You know how this works. We got to sell some stuff. When we come back, I've got some more questions. I want to get Pat's idea on what he would do, what President Buchanan would do if he were in office right now about immigration. And then we got lots of other questions to ask him right after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasting here. We're visiting with Pat Buchanan. His new book is called State of Emergency. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Pat Buchanan, Patrick J. Buchanan. Yes, that Pat Buchanan that you see on television quite often, the former three-time presidential candidate and advisor to three different presidents. Was the second president Ford, Pat?
The second president, yes.
President Ford?
I spent about 3 or 4 months with President Ford before moving out of the White House. And then I went with President Reagan for right. 2 years in the mid-1980s.
Right. I knew about Nixon and Reagan, and I thought the other one was Mr. Ford. Pat, by the way, your book, State of Emergency, I know it's available wherever books are sold. Where is there a website for the book?
Yeah, Buchanan.org.
Buchanan.org. And that's B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N, by the way, folks, if you're Googling him. Pat, talk to us. In your book, by the way, you do a very good job of making a case for your positions. You have a lot of research. You've quoted a lot of smart people, and you tie up all the issues. I mean, I don't agree with everything that you say here, but you do a good job. I got to give you that. You do a good job of making your case in a very intellectual and a very honest way. And even though it is a pretty politically incorrect book, isn't it?
Well, there's no question about it that. Well, I think we live a great myth, the myth of that we are a nation of immigrants, and we always have been, and it's somehow a violation of our traditions and the best of our history if we control immigration or reduce it or cut it back. The truth is we've had periods of high immigration followed by periods of a moratorium where we work to assimilate those who have come here. For example, the Great Migration came from 1890 to 1920, and it was indeed enormous. It was a larger share of the population even than the present migration. But after that, we had a 40-year period of virtually no immigration, mm-hmm. where all the sons and daughters of those folks who came from Southern and Eastern Europe were assimilated and Americanized and introduced into our language and through the language into our culture and history and heritage and heroes and holidays, so that by 1960, 97% of all Americans spoke English in the home, mm-hmm. and we were truly one country, one people, one nation. I think now we are becoming something other than that, and I think when you've got millions of people marching under foreign flags in your second largest city and in Dallas and in Chicago, and denouncing the United States, saying this is our land, Chicano power, and you see what the Mexican government is doing. As I point out, they're doing this deliberately and consciously.
You say that they're doing this in order. They want to annex Southwest America, don't they?
They want the de facto Reconquista, the reannexation of what they consider Mexican land, and 58% of Mexicans agree with them, the reannexation of it, not militarily or not even politically necessarily, but in a sense culturally, socially, ethnically, linguistically. And I think what you'll find when you have the 100 million Hispanics here by 2050 is that many of them will demand votes in the legislature in Mexico City as well as the Washington, D.C., and the Mexico City will have enormous leverage over how the United States conducts its foreign and domestic policy. I think you're going to see an erasure of the borders and the merger of the two countries. And in my sense, that's the end of the America as we know it.
Pat,
it becomes a centerpiece of the European Union.
President Buchanan, what would you do with if you were in the White House now, President Buchanan? What would you do?
Well, we would have a 2,000-mile security fence on the border. I would have had vigorous prosecutions of businessmen who hired illegal aliens, especially big business, and hire them in great number to cheat their rivals and then transport all the social costs onto the taxpayer. I would put an end to this practice of being born in the United States automatically entitles you to citizenship. That's not what the 14th Amendment intended.
Hasn't that always been that way?
No, it is not. That 14th Amendment was designed to make citizens of slaves who had been here for generations and who had been emancipated by the 13th. Indians were not considered Americans until Congress acted in three separate acts.
Pat, let me stop you for a second, Pat. And you mentioned the businesses, because this is, as you know, that's what we're about here is small business.
Right.
Talk to us if President Buchanan could snap his fingers, and all of those illegal immigrants who are currently working for American companies, we're back in Mexico. They disappeared to the snap of their fingers. What do you think would happen to this economy?
I think you'd have a real trauma if you lost. There's 12 million illegals here, and let's say 9 million of workers. I think you'd have a traumatic effect. And my idea is basically you begin the deportation with criminals, with gang members, with felons, and with drunk drivers. And then you go after the big businesses, and then businesses get the word that, look, you're going to be prosecuted if you're hiring people, you got people working off the books, and other folks are going to hire Americans, you're going to be prosecuted. I think gradually, American business is very, very adaptive. I mean, look, we had got our cars washed and lawns mowed in the 1950s, as I tell people, because I used to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this question. I mean, if back to President Buchanan, you talked about some of those things that you would do, but would you try to send all 12 million of those people back, or would you allow them to become citizens?
What I would do is remove the magnets that draw them here and keep them here. I would cut off all welfare benefits for illegal aliens. I would say, I'm sorry, you're here illegally. You're not entitled to anything but emergency medical services.
But would you let them become citizens?
You've got to make a phone call. You got to match the social security number and the individual standing in front of you, and then you got to withhold those funds, and you are responsible for doing that. And if you don't do that, you're going to be fined.
Hold on to that thought, Pat. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Pat Buchanan. And I like the way he puts his message, his ideas out there, folks. He's has the courage of his convictions. The book is called State of Emergency. When we come back, I want to talk to Pat about trade. That's an issue he's interested in as well. And me too. Stay with us. Intel. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Pat Buchanan. His book is called State of Emergency. It's available wherever books are sold. And also, they can find out more about it on your website, Buchanan.org, right, Pat?
Exactly.
Pat, I want to talk about trade in a minute, but before we do that, I want to give you my thoughts on what President Blassingame would do. I would do exactly what you said. I'd get the borders closed. That's one thing I agree with you 100% on. Then I would face the reality of 12 million illegals. I agree with you. We need to get the criminals out of here, but the rest of them, I would say, you know what? We're not going to round up 12 million people and send them all back. In fact, as you said, the economy would be much the worst off if we did. I would not charge them a fine. I would not make them pay back taxes. We're never going to get that money out of them. They don't have that money. But I would say, okay, you got 6 months to sign up. To identify yourself, to come out of the dark and get yourself on a path to citizenship, go to the back of the line, start paying taxes, and you've got 6 months to identify yourself, and you got 3 years to become a citizen, and if you don't, we're going to send you back. What do you think?
Well, you say if you don't, you're going to send you back. You're going to send back 8 million?
Well, we're not going to send that many back. I think we'll have more people if we stop.
Suppose you don't. Suppose they mean a lot of them say, look, I'm doing just fine right now.
Okay.
And others start pouring in. They say, he's trying to secure the border. He's not doing well. We'll go through the southern border. We'll fly in and do like half of them do and overstay our visas. And the others say, look, why don't we just go to Canada and drive on in?
So what's the alternative to what I just said? The last part of what I just said.
I want to know what President Blassingame would do.
Well, I would send.
The buck stops here, Mr. President.
I would send them back, Mr. President.
Okay. All right. When we get to the bottom line, we'd both do the same thing.
Yeah.
And I look. And what I.
But I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you giving them an opportunity to stay.
What I'm saying is. Is look, start sending back the people that are a threat to health and safety.
Yep.
The others, you tell them, I mean, in effect, you go after the businesses, you cut off the welfare, you cut off these things, and you tell these folks you broke in line, you go back and you get in line. And no, we're not going to legalize you, and you're going to be living in an underground economy. That is right. That's what you got for what you did. And so then I would start moving after these employers. Again, get to one of these chicken pluckers or whatever these guys making all his money by hiring him, and just say the deductibility of your wages is eliminated. You owe taxes, and you do a perp walk. We don't need to put you in a security prison, but you can certainly help mix some concrete down there on the border.
Mm-hmm.
And some of Jim Blassingame's advertisers would be down there in orange jumpsuits.
Hey, now wait a minute, Pat. You're getting a little too close to home, Pat.
You might be down there.
Hey, listen. If you keep talking like that, Pat, I will be down there.
I'm going to check out that bed and breakfast again.
Hey, Pat, you're getting a little too close to home there. You quit preaching and started meddling there, Pat. Hey, Pat, let's talk about free. Let's talk about trade. I'm a free trader. I believe free trade. You're a protectionist.
Well, I think, let me tell you, we had the most self-sufficient economy the world had ever seen. We produced 96% of all we consumed. This last month, we had a $68 billion trade deficit. That is about 7% of our gross national product. It's over $800 billion a year. I think we're deindustrializing America. We're making this country dependent. We're losing our economic independence, our sovereignty, and we're doing it all so we can consume a lot of stuff right now. We are not taking care of our future or our children or our country. This is a pig out by this generation, I think. And we lack the sense of sacrifice. And I believe the greatest economist the world has ever produced is not Adam Smith, it's Alexander Hamilton, because he was a man of power who put together the greatest economy on earth, and it ran that way for 150, 170 years. He's being emulated all over the world, and we are
acting just like the
British Empire.
I don't think that globalization is some political evilness. I think globalization is the trade manifestation of our intellectual journey.
Well, let me tell you, the Chinese are a little, they seem to be doing very well. They're running about a $230 billion trade surplus with us. They're industrializing faster than any country in history. They're growing at 10% a year,
which is
far greater than any Western country.
But they're 1.2 billion customers.
They're practicing Hamiltonian economics.
They're 1.2 billion customers. Why don't we try to develop a relationship with them so we can sell to them?
Well, listen, Jim, you know the Chinese are not. The reason they hold their currency down is they don't want their people to consume. Mm-hmm. They want their people to produce. The producers, we are living. We structure our economy to enjoy the present, and we own the present. They structure mm-hmm. theirs to enjoy the future, and they're going to own the future.
Pat, I've got to wrap it up. I'm sorry to say that our visits come to an end. Will you come back another day and let's talk about this some more?
Sure enough, fella.
I appreciate it.
I'll get another book out.
There you go. I enjoyed having you here. The book is called State of Emergency by Pat Buchanan. Thanks, Pat, for being here. Good job today. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I told you we'd have fun when Pat joined us. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.